Well, I want to welcome Eric again to bring God's word to us today.
欢迎啊 ，Eric 今天来跟我们分享神的话。
And so, if you don't have a Bible, there looks like there's two left in the back.
如果你没有带圣经，我们后面还有两本。
At my church in Maryland, on Easter, we have a tradition, and the pastor, or who's ever leading, says, "He is risen," and the people respond, "He is risen indeed."
在马里兰的教会，我们都有一个习俗啊，就是我们啊，牧师就会喊说啊，他已经复活，然后大家就会众就回响回应说，他确实已经复活。
So he is risen.
Alright.
This morning we're going to be looking at Matthew 28, verses 1 through 10.
今天早上我们要看马太福音28章1到10节。
Can I get some volunteers to read?
是不是请两位志愿帮我念一下今天的经文。
Who would like to read in English? And Chinese?
中文有没有谁要自愿念今天的经文？
Now after the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to look at the grave. And behold, a severe earthquake had occurred, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled away the stone and sat upon it. And his appearance was like lightning and his clothing as white as snow.The guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. The angel said to the woman, Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who has been crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, just as he said, Come, see the place where he was lying. Go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you. And they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to report it to his disciples.And behold, Jesus met them and greeted them, and they came up and took hold of his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, Do not be afraid. Go and take word to my brethren to leave for Galilee, and there they will see me.
安息日将近，七日的头一日，天快亮的时候，抹大拉的玛利亚和那个玛利亚来看坟墓。忽然地大震动，因为有主的使者从天上下来，把石头滚开，坐在上面。他的相貌如同闪电，衣服洁白如雪。看守的人就因他吓得浑身乱颤，甚至和死人一样。天使对妇女说，不要害怕，我知道你们是寻找那钉十字架的耶稣，他不在这里，照他所说的已经复活了。你们来看安放主的地方，快去告诉他的门徒，说他从死里复活了，并且在你们已先往加利利去，在那里你们要见他。看啊，我已经告诉你们了。妇女们就急忙离开坟墓，又害怕又大大的欢喜，跑去要报给他的门徒。忽然耶稣遇见他们，说，愿你们平安。他们就上前抱住他的脚拜他。耶稣对他们说，不要害怕，你们去告诉我的弟兄，叫他们往加利利去，在那里必见我。
Thank you. Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord God, we thank you for your word.
主啊，谢谢你赐下你的话语。
I pray that the words that I speak and the meditations of our heart would glorify you this morning.
求你恩膏我今天所传讲的话语，也让我们可以来默想你的话。
Enlighten our hearts and our minds to the message that you want to speak to us.
求你光照我们，让我们能够来明白你今天要向我们传讲的信息。
In Christ's name, Amen.
奉耶稣的名祷告，Amen.
So this morning we read about the resurrection of Jesus from the grave.
今天早上我们读到耶稣啊从死里复活的故事。
It's something that happened over 2,000 years ago. About 2,000 years ago.
这已经是大约2,000年前发生的事了。
And it's an event in history that's so significant that you can still see its effects everywhere.
这个事件的重要性啊大到啊到今天我们都还可以看见它对全世界的影响力。
Everywhere, all over the world, people believe that this really happened.
世界各地都有许多人相信耶稣复活的事件是真的。
And it isn't just a nice story about a ghost, the ghost of Jesus or the spirit of Jesus appearing to people in a vision.
这不只是在讲说耶稣用鬼魂的形式啊，在异象中向人显现了。
It's not just people projecting their subconscious wishes and projecting it into an image of Jesus.
耶稣的复活也不是那些门徒一厢情愿的一些幻想。
Many people have tried to explain this using those kind of theories.
很多人会这样解释，就是讲说这只是一个幻想啊，或者这只是耶稣的鬼魂。
But the evidence shows that this is really historical fact.
可是我们从各样的证据可以看出来，这件事确实是一个事实。
And the gospel accounts tell it like it was history, not like a myth or a fable.
福音书对这件事的描述也是把它描述成一个历史的一个事件，不是一个神话。
So just as Jesus promised and said he would, after he died, he rose from the grave 3 days later.
所以整件事就像耶稣当初所讲的那样，他死后三天会从死里复活。
And then he appeared to the women.
那他复活之后就先向妇女显现。
And then the disciples.
再向门徒显现。
And then Paul says he appeared to over 500 people later.
使徒保罗说他后来又向500多人显现。
And Paul said that this event is so important that if it didn't happen, then Christianity has no purpose.
使徒保罗说耶稣复活的事件非常的重要，如果这件事不是真的，那基督徒真是全世界上最可怜的人。
And Christians are actually some of the most pitiful people in the whole world because they believe a lie about God.
因为呢，他们相信的是一个彻底的谎言。
So the resurrection is serious. It's something that we should really take seriously and consider the evidence.
所以我们必须要很严肃地来看待耶稣复活这件事。
All of the Gospels testify to this account.
四卷福音书全部都印证，都指向耶稣复活的事。
As well as later letters written by Paul.
使徒保罗后来写的书信里面也印证这件事。
So what do you do with this report? What do you do with what you've read this morning and what you've heard?
所以你听到耶稣复活的这件事之后，你的反应是什么呢？
If you say that this didn't happen, you can't really believe in Christianity.
如果你说你否认耶稣真的有复活，那你不可能来相信这个基督教的信仰。
There's nothing left.
因为你等于把整个基督教的信息都抽空了。
Paul says if the dead aren't raised,
保罗说如果死人没有复活，
then Christ was not raised.
那这样基督也不可能复活。
And if Christ was not raised, then we are still in our sins.
那如果基督没有复活的话，我们今天还是活在罪中。
So this is very important to think about this.
所以我们必须要所以耶稣的复活这件事很重要，我们必须要来思考。
So maybe it did happen. Maybe you can consider for a second that it actually happened, that Jesus really rose from the dead.
所以也许你可以认真的来思考这件事情，也许耶稣真的从死里复活了。
So what?
那又怎么样呢？
If you believe that the resurrection is real, if you can believe it, just hold that thought in your mind.
如果你相信耶稣真的复活，
I want you to think about two questions.
那接下来我要你想两个问题。
First, why did Jesus have to rise?
第一个是为什么耶稣必须要复活？
And why does it matter for me? What's the significance?
再来是耶稣的复活对我到底有什么重要性？
First, why did Jesus have to rise?
第一个问题是为什么耶稣必须要复活？
Maybe in the past you've thought about the resurrection, you don't really understand it. Why is it so important?
也许你过去想到耶稣复活这件事情，你不明白这件事有什么重要性。
Why does Paul stake the whole Christian religion on this one single historical event?
为什么保罗在我们的基督教信仰里面这么强调耶稣复活这件事呢？
It's because in the resurrection, Jesus is being revealed as the true king.
因为耶稣的复活证明他是真正的王。
And God is saying publicly that Jesus is righteous.
等于是上帝公开向世人说，指出耶稣是全然公义的。
And Jesus had to rise because he was perfect.
耶稣必须要从死里复活，因为他是一个完全完美的人。
Jesus always did the will of his Father. He always obeyed the law.
因为耶稣他彻底的遵行上帝的命令，他彻底的遵行律法。
Every day and all the time.
他每一天每一分每秒都是遵守上帝的旨意去做。
And you can't keep a righteous man like that in the grave. Death cannot hold him.
像这样的义人，你不可能让他被死亡捆绑，死亡是没有办法辖制他。
So God raises Jesus from the dead because God said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased."
所以上帝就叫耶稣从死里复活。他对耶稣说，这是我的爱子，是我所喜悦的。
So Jesus rose because he was the King, true King.
所以耶稣他复活，因为他是一个真正的王。
And there's more than that.
不过还不止这样。
Paul said in Romans chapter 4, he said that Jesus was delivered over to death for our sins. He was given over to death for our sins.
保罗在罗马书四章里面有讲到说，耶稣被交给人是为了我们的罪。
And you've heard that a million times before. Jesus died for my sins. Jesus died for your sins.
这你已经听过很多次了，耶稣死是为我们的罪而死。
But he also says Jesus was raised for the sake of our justification.
可是保罗又说，耶稣复活是为了叫我们称义。
Wait a minute. Jesus was raised so that I could be justified before God?
耶稣复活是因为要我们在上帝面前称义。
I don't see the connection there.
为什么这里这个复活跟称义有什么关系呢？
Well, justification means that God, when he looks at us, he doesn't just see us being without a single sin, he sees more.
其实所谓称义不只是说耶稣看我们已经没有罪了。
He sees us as perfect, as perfectly righteous.
他看我们不但已经没有罪，而且看我们是完全公义的人。
Jesus was raised for the dead, not just to take away our sins, but he was raised so that God can see us as perfect.
耶稣，他从死里复活，不只是为了要为我们赎罪，也是让我们没有罪，也是为了让我们在上帝面前可以成为一个完全公义的人。
It means God can look at you and look at me. And say, honestly, well done, good and faithful servant.
也就是说，上帝从今以后可以看着我们，对我们说，你们做得很好，你们是良善又忠心的仆人。
It means when God looks at you, he can smile at you.
当上帝看着你，他可以带着笑脸看你。
Because when he sees us, he sees Christ's obedience.
因为当上帝看见我们的时候，他就看见耶稣怎么样来顺服他。
As if it was our own obedience.
就好像我们也顺服他一样。
When God looks at us, he doesn't see a single sin.
上帝看我们已经看不见罪了。
Because our sin was paid for at the cross. We know that.
因为我们知道这个罪已经在十字架上解决了。
But also, when God looks at us, he doesn't see just a blank slate.
不过上帝看我们的时候也不是只看见一张白纸。
We aren't just back at zero because our sins are forgiven.
不是因为我们罪被赦免了，我们好像就回到原点。
We are justified.
我们是被称义了。
That means our sin is given over to Christ.
也就是说，我们的罪已经交换了，交给了耶稣。
And Christ's righteousness is given to us.
然后就跟基督的公义交换，基督就交给我们他的公义。
The just, the perfect one, is given for us, the unjust.
那完全公义交给了我们。
Paul says, "For our sake, he made him who knew no sin." To be sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
保罗说，上帝使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为上帝的义。
That's the reason we celebrate the resurrection.
所以我们因为这个缘故，所以我们要庆祝耶稣的复活。
Because it actually gives us access to God.
因为耶稣复活，让我们可以来到上帝面前。
Remember who God is. God says, "Be holy as I am holy."
上帝说：“你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。”
He doesn't say just be neutral. He says be holy, be perfect.
他没有说你只要好像保持中立就好，他是叫你要圣洁。
And because of what Christ did, we can say, "I am holy."
可是因为基督为我们从死里复活，所以我们从今以后可以说我是圣洁的。
I am perfect.
我是完全的。
Not because of what we've done.
不是因为我们做了什么才得以完全。
But because we belong to Jesus.
是因为我们已经属耶稣了。
His holiness is our holiness, yours and mine.
耶稣的圣洁就已经成为我们的圣洁了。
Now that's something we're celebrating, isn't it?
这就是我们要庆祝的一个好消息。
Something to rejoice over, something to ponder.
这件事让我们值得高兴，让值得我们来思考。
Paul was saying in that verse in Romans that in the same way that Jesus was proven to be righteous in his resurrection.
保罗在刚刚那一段经文里面，他也讲到说，耶稣的复活就证明，他是公义的。
So also we are proven to be righteous.In Christ's resurrection, it's ours.
也因为基督的复活，所以我们也在上帝面前宣告啊是公义的。
His resurrection is our resurrection.
所以耶稣复活就等于我们复活。
Because we're united to Him by faith.
因为我们因着信就跟耶稣联合了。
Everything that is His is ours.
所有属耶稣的一切都是属于我们的了。
Including what we read this morning, His victory over sin and over death.
包括他今天我们读到的，他胜过死亡、胜过罪的这个胜利，也是属于我们的了。
That's why we can say, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
所以我们才可以说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
We are a new creation.
我们已经是新造的人了。
And the old is gone, and the new has come.
旧事已过，都变成新的了。
It's amazing. It's what makes Christianity so different from every other religion out there.
这真的是一个很不可思议的真理，让我们这也是基督教跟别的宗教不同的地方。
God isn't just this invisible being that we go to when we really need His help.
这个上帝不是只是一个像一个隐形的鬼魂一样，我们有需要的时候才去找他。
But He actually comes and He dwells among us and He represents us before God.
上帝还道成肉身，变成人来住在我们中间。
Jesus, He's not just a moral model that we follow, His commandments.
那耶稣也不只是一个道德的榜样，让我们来追随而已。
Before God, His righteousness represents us, and we claim His righteousness.
耶稣在上帝面前就代表我们的公义，我们是宣告我们有他的公义。
And because of that, we can enjoy all the benefits that He has.
所以因此，耶稣所享有的一切福气，我们也能够同享。
His relationship with the Father is perfect.
耶稣跟上帝的关系跟天父的关系是完全的。
And we have access to that same relationship.
所以我们今天也能够有这样跟上帝有这样一个完美的关系。
So this is good news. Christ Jesus was raised for our justification.
所以这是很好的消息，耶稣复活是为了叫我们称义。
But why does it matter?
可是为什么这很重要呢？
That was a long time ago. What's the significance for me today, sitting here?
这件事已经是很多年前的事了，我跟今天的我有什么关系呢？
And people, they often want to ask you, well, you know, what's the practical application for your religion?
很多人常会问说，那你这个基督教信仰在你的实际生活上到底有什么含义呢？
You know, what can it do for me?
对我有什么好处呢？
How is your religion different from the other religions out there?
你信的这个宗教跟别的宗教有什么不同呢？
And they might ask you this question. You got to have an answer.
可能很多人会这样问你，那你就必须要知道怎么回答。
Well, I think the best answer you can give them is what we read this morning.
我想最好的答案就是在今天读到的这段经文里面。
It's the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
就是基督耶稣的复活。
It tells us something that we can't hear anywhere else.
这个耶稣基督的复活是我们在别的地方听不到的。
Every other religion in the world, their leader has died.
世界上其他所有的宗教，他们的领袖都死了。
And they're still dead.
到现在还是死的，没有活过来。
But Christianity tells us that we will rise from the dead, in the same way that Jesus rose.
可是基督教的信仰告诉我们。我们将来也会复活，就像基督从死里复活一样。
Like Jesus had a new body, a heavenly body when he rose, we also will have a new body.
耶稣复活以后，他有了新的身体，同样的，将来我们复活之后也会有一个新的身体。
So it gives us this radical hope for the future.
所以这让我们对未来大有盼望。
Paul said the sufferings of this present time cannot even be compared to the glory which is coming.
我们在今生所遭受的一些苦难跟我们将来要得到的那个荣耀相比实在是微不足道的。
But maybe you're still sitting there and you're still thinking, well, it's just too theoretical for me.
不过你可能还在想这听起来还是太理论了。
That's still far distant future. I want to know about today.
这个未来对我来说实在太遥不可及的我还是想知道这个对我今天到底有什么意义。
You know, sure, I long for the future, but what about today?
没错我对未来是很希望有一些盼望可是今天呢今天的盼望在哪里
Maybe you're thinking, well, you don't really know me. You don't know how hard my life is.
也许你心里在想说你又不了解我你不知道我的日子过得多苦。
You don't know all the things I've been through.
你不知道我遭遇过什么不幸的事情。
The pain and the disappointment.
一些失望我的痛苦你都不明白。
You don't know about my fears.
你不晓得我内心的恐惧。
The things that keep me awake at night.
让我晚上睡不着觉。
The things I worry about.
不知道我心里面在担心什么。
And you don't know about my sin.
你也不知道我犯了什么罪。
The things I struggle with.
不晓得我在什么样的罪中挣扎。
And I have doubts too.
心里面有很多怀疑。
I need something more than just this distant hope.
我要的不只是一个遥不可及的盼望。
What does the resurrection do for me today?
这个耶稣的复活对我今天的我到底有什么意义?
Well, remember the women in the story that we read about.
想一下我们今天在经文中看到的那个两个妇女。
Put yourself in their shoes.
你设身处地想想看。
What they might have been thinking.
想想看他们当初的心里在想什么。
How do you think they felt as they woke up, probably before it was even light out, and started to walk to Jesus' grave?
想想看那一天天快亮的时候他们就起来哦到耶稣的坟墓去。
They were going to anoint his dead body.
他们带着香料要去膏抹耶稣的尸体。
How did they feel?
你想他们的心情是怎么样?
Any thoughts?
很伤心。
Yeah, their beloved leader just died.
他们最敬爱的这个领袖死了。
And they're doing the last act of honor to him to put spices on his body so that it wouldn't decay as quickly.
他们要为他做最后一件事情就是在他的尸体上抹上一些香料让他的尸体不至于很快的就腐烂。
Surely they were filled with grief and they were confused.
所以他们心里面非常的伤心难过然后也觉得很不明白。
They're walking in the darkness to the grave site, to the tomb of their crucified leader.
所以天还没有亮他们就走到这个坟墓里面要来膏抹他们这个已经死掉的这个领袖。
They must have doubted Jesus' words.
他们一定对耶稣生前讲的话有所怀疑。
And thought, why did he have to die? He was so young.
可能一直在想说为什么耶稣必须要死呢他还那么年轻。
He was at the peak of his power and influence.
他的影响力真的是正是在最高的时候。
Remember, they thought Jesus was the Messiah, that he was going to bring in the kingdom of God and glory.
他们本来以为耶稣就是弥赛亚要将上帝的荣耀跟国度带来。
But according to Jewish law, he was cursed by God. He hung upon a tree.
可是呢从犹太律法的观点来看耶稣是被咒诅的因为他被挂在这个树上也就是木十字架上。
So yeah, they were probably pretty sad that morning.
所以这两个妇女心里面应该很难过。
And like you and I, they know what it meant to be discouraged.
他们很晓得那种很能够体会那种灰心的心情。
And to doubt God's goodness, to doubt his plan, his purposes in their life.
怀疑上帝的良善怀疑到底有什么这样整件事有什么目的。
But what they discover when they arrive is miraculous.
不过他们到了坟墓之后发现了一个奇迹。
They don't find a dead body there. They don't find a corpse.
坟墓里面竟然尸体不见了。
They don't find a locked and guarded tomb.
那个坟墓本来锁住坟墓的那一块大石头也不见了也没有警卫在那边守候。
Can you imagine it? Can you see what they must have saw?
你可以想象他们当时的心情吗？
How it must have felt.
他们那种惊讶。
What they see is an angel of the Lord. He has a white blazing appearance, and he's sitting triumphantly in the rock.
这时候他们竟然看到一个天使就坐在那边，然后就坐在石头上。
The stone has been rolled away, and it's sitting overturned, and the angel is just sitting there.
挡住那个坟墓的石头已经被滚开了，天使就坐在那石头上面，然后一副很得胜的样子。
The women came to anoint a dead corpse.
这个两个妇女是要来膏抹这个尸体的。
But what they discover is an empty tomb, some soldiers unconscious on the ground.
却看到那个坟墓空了，然后旁边的守卫都倒地不省人事。
And an angel of the Lord who looks like lightning.
然后这个天使样子就像闪电一样。
I mean, this has got to be an amazing scene.
当时那个景象一定是很不可思议。
And it proves something about Jesus.
这也证明了一点。
It proved to them that Jesus really was the King of the Jews.
证明耶稣确实是犹太人的王。
And he was worthy of being anointed.
他也是配得我们来膏抹他。
Not with spices fit for a dead body, but with the anointing of a king.
不是用香料来膏抹尸体的那种膏抹，而是膏抹为王的那种膏抹。
He was worthy to be praised and to worship.
他是配得我们的赞美，配得我们的敬拜。
Not a misunderstood teacher whose dead body lay decaying in a grave.
不是只是一个被误解的一个教师，他的尸体就躺在那边慢慢腐烂。
So God is the God of the living, and Jesus rose that day.
所以上帝是活人的神，那耶稣在那天复活了。
And for them, it wasn't a distant hope, but it was something that they knew that day.
这对他们来说已经不再是一个遥不可及的盼望，因为他们那一天真实的体会到了。
See, Jesus wasn't just another good teacher, another moral teacher.
所以耶稣不只是一个道德教师而已。
He was someone who claimed to be God.
他宣称他是神。
And he backed up his claim, didn't he?
他也用行动来证明他是神。
Remember, Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
耶稣曾经说，我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
I mean, think about that claim, how radical it was.
想想看，耶稣这样讲是多么大胆。
But he proves that it was true.
可是他证明他这句话讲的没错。
And that's why the women were running to tell the disciples. They were filled with great joy.
所以这两个妇女才会很高兴地跑去告诉门徒这个消息。
Because what happened changed everything for them.
因为这整件事改变了，让一切都改观了。
Jesus really was the Messiah.
耶稣确实是弥赛亚。
And suddenly their life, which was filled with gloom and sadness, had meaning again.
本来是很难过很灰心，突然之间他们的生命再度有了意义。
And the world began to make sense.
整个觉得世界又再度有了公平公义了。
Jesus comes and he approaches them and he says, greetings.
耶稣就上前去看去对这两个妇人说愿你们平安。
It's like a casual greeting, like saying good morning.
就好像这是一个问候，就好像一个早安一样，那样很轻松的一个问候。
I mean, think about Jesus' mercy.
想想看耶稣他的怜悯。
He comes to them and he doesn't rebuke them.
他对并没有来责备这两个妇人。
He doesn't rebuke them for not understanding his words that he would rise.
没有责备他们不相信他当初说他一定要复活的这个事情。
But he comes up to them and he says, "Hello."
可是他就跟这两个妇人打招呼。
He greets them like they're old friends.
好像老朋友一样的跟他们问候。
You see, in the resurrection, Jesus restores everything that was lost before.
耶稣因为复活，他就恢复了原来所失去的一切。
It means we can be friends with God.
在人类堕落之后所失去的一切，耶稣全部让他重新恢复原状，让我们能够重新与神和好。
We can have confidence before him. We don't have to be afraid of him.
我们已经可以坦然无惧来到上帝的面前。
And because Jesus rose, we know we also will rise.
因为耶稣复活了，所以我们知道我们将来必要复活。
So what do they do? What's their response?
这两个妇人的反应是什么呢？
They take hold of his feet.
他们就抱住耶稣的脚。
They touch his feet, and what do they do?
然后呢？
They worship him.
然后就拜他。
So what does he say? Does he say, no, don't worship me?
那耶稣有没有说，啊，你们不要来拜我，有没有这样讲？
He says, don't be afraid.
他说，你们不要害怕。
Do not fear.
你们不要害怕。
So he comforts them, he encourages them.
他安慰他们，鼓励他们。
He is God in the flesh, and he accepts their worship.
耶稣是道成肉身的神，他接受他们的敬拜。
See, this man, he rose from the dead, and he still had a physical body, hands and feet.
他从死里复活，他还是有身体的状态，他还有手有脚。
And yet he wasn't just a man because he accepts their worship.
可是他不只是人而已，他还是神，所以他接受他们的敬拜。
So do you see how practical the resurrection really is?
你们看到这个耶稣的复活是有这样怎么样实质的含义吗？
As I finish, I want to tell you a story about someone who's helped me to understand the resurrection more. She's a little girl, and she's the daughter of an elder in my church.
最后讲一个故事来帮助大家了解这复活的含义哦。她是我们教会一个长老的女儿。
Her name is Jenny.
名字叫 Jenny.
And Jenny was born with a rare disease.
Jenny 她生下来就得到一种罕见的疾病
called Prader-Willi syndrome.
台湾我们叫做小胖威利症。
It means that when after she was born, she never grew correctly.
就是说她一出生下来，她的身体就没有办法很正常的成长。
She was very short, and her hands and feet and arms never grew to their correct length.
然后她长得很矮，然后她的手背跟她的脚的长度都太短，不成比例。
And she was extremely obese.
身体很肥胖。
So she would, her body never developed correctly, and she would never be able to have children.
所以她的身体就没有办法很正常的成长，那她长大以后也不可能生孩子。
And if that wasn't bad enough, she had this compulsive habit to eat.
除了这样子之外，他还有一个很大的问题，就是他有一种强迫性的，要狂吃的那种渴望。
She had no way to control her eating.
他没有办法控制他的食欲。
So her body was disfigured, and she had no control over her compulsions.
所以他的身体渐渐的在变形，然后他也没有办法控制他的食欲。
And there's no cure for this disease. It's
这种病没有办法医治哦。
And it seems like a hopeless situation, doesn't it?
所以整个情况看起来真的是没有任何盼望。
You might think Jenny would be bitter or angry at God.
你可能觉得说 Jenny 她可能心里面会很怨恨神。
But one day when she was old enough, she decided to join our church back in Maryland.
不后来她年纪渐渐比较大一点之后，她决定要加入教会，成为我们的会友。
And before everyone joined the church, they told about how they became a Christian and gave a testimony.
那每一个会友在加入教会之前都会做见证。
And her testimony was probably the most moving thing I could imagine.
她的见证大概是我所听过最感人的见证。
As she was helped up front by her father, she began to talk about her life.
她爸爸就扶着她走到台前，然后她就开始分享她的生命。
As she struggled each day with her compulsive eating.
讲他怎么样天天跟他的这种强迫性的这种食欲来对抗。
She would even steal food and disobey her parents to get food.
有时候他甚至会偷东西来吃，或者不听父母的话偷吃东西。
She said she just wanted to stop.
他说他很不喜欢这样，他希望可以不要这样一直吃。
But her body just acted without any sense of control, like a nervous habit.
可是他的身体生理上没有办法控制，他就是必须要不断的狂吃。
Or someone who's walking in their sleep and who's not conscious.
就好像那种晚上梦游的人一样，没有办法来控制自己。
So she talked in front of the group and she said how she just longed for the day when she would be freed from the this bondage, the slavery of this disease.
所以他就跟大家分享说，他真是很渴望有一天他可以脱离这样的一个身体。
How she longed to have a new body, a normal body like everyone else.
他好渴望可以有一个新的身体，一个正常的身体，跟大家一样。
But then she began to smile and she started talking about her faith and the most significant thing in her life.
这时候他就露出笑容，开始讲说他的信仰，对基督的信仰怎么样带给他盼望。
She talked about how she came to understand the gospel.
她说她渐渐地明白福音的信息。
She talked about Christ's grace in her life, the grace of God.
讲到上帝怎么样，恩典怎么样与她同在。
Which forgave her sins and gave to her His righteousness.
上帝赦免她的罪，赐给她公义。
But she said there's one doctrine in all of Scripture that gave her the most hope.
他说圣经上有一个教导最能够带给他盼望。
And she talked with tears in her eyes, she said, it was the resurrection.
他眼睛带着泪水就是分享说就是复活的这件事情最能带给他盼望。
It was the promise that she one day would rise with Christ.
上帝应许说将来有一天他必要跟耶稣一同复活。
And how that gave her such great hope.
这件事情让他大有盼望。
And how she longed for that day.
她渴望那一天赶快来到。
Paul says that these slight momentary afflictions are preparing us for an eternal weight of glory.
保罗说我们今天这至暂至轻的苦楚跟将来要得到的荣耀相比实在是微不足道的。
And whatever your affliction is, some have afflictions to greater measure than others.
不管你今天遭受要到什么样的苦难，有些人也许比别人要遭受更多的苦难。
We know that Paul had afflictions.
我们也知道保罗他也遭遇许多苦难。
And he knew what suffering was. He knew what suffering was.
保罗非常明白受苦是什么感受。
But he having the hope of the resurrection in front of him, he said, "It is a slight and a passing affliction."
可是保罗因为他在他面前有复活的盼望，他就说今生的一切患难苦难都是至暂至轻的。
See, the resurrection, it's more than just doctrine.
所以复活不只是一个宗教上基督教的一个教义而已。
But it is the doctrine which gives us confidence before God.
可是这是一个最重要的教导，它可以让我们在神面前能够坦然无惧。
Right now, that we can worship God freely.
我们现在就能够自由地来敬拜神。
And it is the doctrine which gives us a radical hope for the future.
也是因为这个复活的教导让我们对未来可以大有盼望。
It changes everything.
改变了一切。
Our sin is forgiven, our past sin.
我们过去的罪都被赦免了。
And our present status is perfect before God.
我目前在神的面前是一个完全完美的状态。
And our future is secure.
我们的未来有保障。
It's almost too good to be true.
听起来真的是好的，让人不敢相信。
And if the resurrection didn't happen, it would be too good to be true.
如果复活的事情不是真的，我们就不可能有这样的盼望。
But we know with great confidence that the resurrection happened.
可是我们很有信心，我们知道复活的事确实发生了。
And we know Christ is not in the tomb.
我们知道耶稣已经没有在那个坟墓里。
That he has risen and he is sitting right now at the right hand of God the Father.
耶稣已经复活，他现在就坐在上帝的右边。
So we can be sure, we can have a perfect confidence that his sacrifice was accepted by God.
所以我们可以很有信心，我们可以相信耶稣为我们所做的牺牲已经被上帝接纳了。
And his perfect life was accepted and verified before all men as he rose.
当他从死里复活的时候，他的生命就已经得到了印证。
So I want to talk to you and ask you, do you have this hope?
所以我要问各位，你心里面有没有这样的一个盼望？
Do you have the hope of the resurrection?
你有没有心里面有没有复活的盼望？
And if you don't trust in Jesus as your faithful Savior, then you don't have this hope. You can't.
如果你不信靠耶稣做你生命中的救主，你就不可能有这样的盼望。
And when Jesus says to the women, "Do not fear, do not be afraid."
当 耶稣对那两个妇人说，你们不要害怕。
Those words are not for you. Those words are not for you.
你们现在已经不需要听这样的话。
Those words are for those who have received the gift of God. Those words are for those who have received the gift. Who have, by faith, have received the gift.
已经领受这个信心的人，我们就不用害怕了。
That's the only thing that can save you.
只有耶稣的复活可以来拯救你。
But if you do know Jesus,
可是如果你已经认识了耶稣，
and if you do trust him for your righteousness,
如果你信靠他能够成为你的公义，
if you believe what he's done in history,
如果你相信他为你而死，
then you have everything.
那你就可以拥有一切。
And you only have two things left to do with the time that's been given to you.
那这样你就只需要做两件事。
To do what the women did.
就是像那两个妇人做的一样。
To fall down at the feet of Jesus and to worship him as the king.
就是在耶稣的面前跪下，把他当作王一样的来敬拜他。
And to run and to tell others about him.
然后就第二件事就是跑去告诉别人耶稣是谁。
To praise God and to proclaim this gospel.
要赞美上帝，要来传扬这个福音。
And when you worship Jesus, who is your hope?
当你去敬拜耶稣，他是你的盼望。
You can be sure that God is smiling at you.
你就可以很确定的知道说上帝是用笑脸在看你。
Not because of the quality of your worship.
不是因为你敬拜的多好，
but because of the object which you worship.
而是因为你敬拜的对象是谁。
Because you worship him who is risen.
因为你所敬拜的这位是已经复活的。
Because you trust in him, God is pleased with you.
因为你信靠他，所以上帝就喜悦你。
And you have peace with him.
你就可以与神和好。
Both now and forevermore.
从今世直到永远。
Amen.
Amen.
Lord God, thank you for rising from the dead in Christ.
主啊，谢谢你啊，借着耶稣从死里复活。
Thank you for proving to us and to the world that you, that Christ was righteous.
谢谢你向世人证明基督是公义的。
And I pray that this would impact us in our hearts and our minds.
求你让这复活的真理能够来影响我们。
That it would create in us such joy and such gratitude.
让我们心里面可以充满喜乐跟感恩。
That we would love to run and to proclaim this good news.
让我们能够喜乐的去跟别人分享这好消息。
In Christ's name, Amen.
奉耶稣的名祷告。